This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Mike Johnson. It wasn't that long ago that South Africa was fated as one of the BRICS, that band of fast-developing economies about to stun the world. Today, though, storm clouds are gathering for the Rainbow Nation. The global downturn in commodity prices, thanks to lower demand from China, has hit South Africa hard. The economy is slowing and government debts are rising. That is the unpromising background to the decision by President Jacob Zuma to sack his finance minister. Nkwankwe Mene had pushed the limits on state spending. His sacking sent South Africa's currency, the rand, to a new record low against the dollar. The BBC's business correspondent in Johannesburg is Lerato Mbele.
Nhlanhla Nene had been finance minister for just over a year, and in the year, he made a name for himself as a man who really supported the idea of financial restraint. In his budget, he was always trying to balance spending on social projects, anti-poverty measures, social grants for the poor, with curbing unnecessary unbridled spending within government. He, for instance, introduced measures to encourage cabinet ministers to stop using government credit cards, to travel economy class for a lot of their entourage, and just to have a little bit more monitoring of how municipalities spend their money and make them accountable. The most controversial of the measures he took recently was to oppose the procurement of a presidential jet. He's also been opposed to the idea of a bailout for the national carrier, instead insisting that the national carrier should come up with a new turnaround strategy. All those things within the market were seen as the right noises being made by the finance minister. But many people who are privy to what happens within the corridors of power were saying that he's unsettled many of President Zuma's loyalists, and that perhaps the feeling was he'd become too powerful and it's time for him to go.
And this is a difficult time for the South African economy, isn't it?
It is indeed a difficult time. South Africa's really been underperforming when it comes to national output. GDP has been sticky, and in the last quarter, growth was just a paltry 0.7%. In the previous quarter, South Africa's economy had even contracted, with core sectors really showing strain, the mining sector and the manufacturing sector. Unemployment is at its highest levels, just above 26%. All of those things have contributed to two international ratings agencies making a very profound statement just last week. Fitch downgraded South Africa to just one notch above junk status for its credit rating, and S&P revised its views on South Africa from stable to negative.
Tell us a bit about the man that Jacob Zuma has appointed as the new finance minister then. He's called David van Rooyen. Who is he?
Very little is known about David van Rooyen, other than the fact that he was the chairperson of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Finance, and that previously he'd been a backbencher for the ruling African National Congress. The concern is that he may not have the necessary credentials and gravitas to handle South Africa's economy at this juncture. But that's not to say he doesn't have a knack for numbers. That's not to say he can't build on the international relationship with the investment community that could help to restructure and revitalize the South African economy.
Lerato Mbele speaking to me from Johannesburg. Continued fall in commodity prices was the big talking point for investors in New York, as I heard from Doug McIntyre at the financial website 24/7 Wall Street.
You're seeing commodity prices, particularly in the metals area, dropping to levels that are below what they were in the 1990s, which is extraordinarily low. And you have oil now down below $38. And what happens is everybody says, well, gee, low commodity prices, low oil prices, they're great for the economy. That's true unless you're in those businesses. And then the millions and millions of people who work in those businesses start to see their jobs slip away and the economy in general is hurt.
There's talk that there could be a very big deal between two large chemical companies, that's Dow and DuPont. Shares in both those companies went up more than 11% in New York today. Is there a link between that talk and what we've just been chatting about with commodities?
Yes, because they're big suppliers of agricultural products, they're big suppliers of plastics, when it appeared like the world would get better economically for hundreds of years, a lot of capacity was built to supply agricultural goods, plastics. Now you've got a collapse in demand, but you still have all this capacity to create supply sitting there. And so these companies are having to restructure, or in this case, hope to merge and save a lot of duplicated costs.
That was Doug McIntyre. Well, the Dow finished the day down 0.4% at 17,492. Earlier, London's main share index, that was down a tenth of a percent at 6,128. Confirmation that January New York light crude oil, that was down 30 cents at $37.21 a barrel.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the BBC World Service. For more, download Business Matters, where the big stories and trends of the day are discussed by contributors in Asia and North America. You can listen to it over breakfast or on your way to work.